Section 3. You will listen to a talk by a cybersecurity architect. First, read the questions in Task 1 carefully. As you listen, identify whether each statement is a fact or an opinion. The recording will be played twice.
As a cybersecurity architect, my role is to design systems that protect people's personal data and prevent cyber attacks. The internet offers many opportunities for young people, but it also brings risks. Teenagers today spend a lot of time online, which makes them targets for hackers. I want to help you understand the importance of cybersecurity and offer steps you can take to protect yourself. One of the most important things to remember is protecting your personal information. Sharing details like your name, address, or school on social media may seem harmless, but it can make you a target for identity theft. Even if you use privacy settings, data can still be accessed by people who shouldn't see it. That's why avoiding the sharing of personal information online is a must. Creating strong passwords is also essential. Using easily guessed information, like your name or birth date, makes it easy for hackers to access your accounts. Instead, I suggest you choose passwords that are long and contain a mix of letters, numbers, and symbols. If you can, use a password manager to store your passwords safely. I also recommend enabling two-factor authentication, which adds an extra layer of security. Even if someone gets your password, they won't be able to access your account without the second verification step. Thinking before you click is another critical habit. Hackers often send emails with links that appear harmless but lead to harmful sites. Clicking on these links can allow hackers to steal your personal data. Never click on links from unknown sources and always be cautious about what you open. The idea behind thinking before you click is simple. It helps prevent hackers from accessing your sensitive data. Using public Wi-Fi can be risky. Public Wi-Fi networks aren't secure, and hackers can easily intercept your data. If you're doing something sensitive, like online banking or shopping, I recommend avoiding public Wi-Fi. Instead, use mobile data or a private network. Some teenagers think technology alone can protect them from all online dangers. While antivirus software and firewalls are helpful, they are not enough. Relying solely on technology doesn't teach you how to stay safe. You need to stay aware of risks and use your judgment. Recognizing phishing scams and knowing how to spot them is just as important as any software. Finally, if you ever find yourself attacked by ransomware, don't panic. Backing up your important files regularly can save you. Paying a ransom is never the solution. I advise all my clients to back up their data and have a plan in place for emergencies. Cybersecurity is about making smart choices online. It's about protecting yourself, staying informed, and building good habits. Teenagers like you can enjoy the internet safely by following these simple steps.